The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for wanting to spend your Sunday afternoon with us. You're listening to Barrington, and we're talking always about waking up. For you to just wake up, for you to realize that you are more than you think you are, that you're actually limitless, that you have no restrictions. If you are living without, it's because you haven't desired it, or you don't have the you don't think you have the means to acquire it. Wake up is what we want you to do, and raise yourself to a higher level of consciousness, to live your best self, to understand that you are the Superman in this game. You are on the top shelf. You are the leader. You are the thoughts that you had yesterday. Therefore, you're also the thoughts, the reality that you can have tomorrow. You adjust your thoughts. You adjust the way you look at life. You wake up, you hold your head up, you lift your chest up, and you live and experience this existence and appreciate the fact that this existence wasn't by coincidence, because it doesn't happen that way. There's no such thing as a coincidence. Therefore, you were chosen probably by you for the purpose that you seek in this life. Wake up. I urge you not to sleep while it passes by. Not to let what is great and gifted and an honor to accomplish or have pass us by as we sleep. Wake up and raise yourself to a higher level of consciousness. That's your life's purpose, and is to live your best self. It is to do today what matters the most. It is to teach you how to live your best life and take care of number one asset, which is you. To let you find your purpose, to guide you through the glory that exists for you, to the path that you have created, to the choice that you made long before you came here, to a journey through life that shows that you're not limited, you are limitless. Welcome to the show. We want you to know who you are. We want you to wake up and live your best self. We want you to move away from the oppressive thoughts that were given to you, maybe by the ancestors, peer pressure from the dead, by the dead. Wake up. Does the education that your parents gave you, that was given to them by their parents, and given to them by their parents, and so on, does it still work for you today? We are in a new world. We have been in a new world. It has changed. It is changing. It will forever change. You need to connect yourself to the only source that will adapt you to the new changes as they exist instantaneously, because you are connected to all that there is when you wake up, when you don't sit by and watch the sand from the hourglass falls through and your days are no more. Wake up. Live today. experience today. Be awake today. Do all you want, do all that you want to do today. Just wake up today. Wake up to a higher level of consciousness. The miseries that you may feel might have been a thought that you've had, or baggage that you're carrying, a load that was handed out to you by maybe ancestors. Wake up. Realize that your time that you spend here is for you. Realize that the time that you spend here, nobody has the right to tell you how to live and what to believe. You may have to follow the rules of the laws of your land. Let's not ignore that. But as far as to live your life believing in something that is unprovable, to join a group that is luring you in, why do you feel you need a group? Why do you feel you have to follow a group of people when you are an individual? Every snowflake that falls is different from the other one, like yours. Every life that has come here is different, and they serve a purpose. You may have come to work in a team, or you may have come to deliver a message by yourself. You may have come to experience what it's like to be a human being. Regardless of how, you are here. And while you're here, I urge you to live. Just live. Enjoy all the fruits of the labor. Please don't fool yourself in thinking that you're going to wait until you have everything you want. Then you're going to start living. How crazy does that sound? Wake up. Wake up. Open your eyes. It is for the taking. Everything that you want, the ability to accomplish that, is within you. Wake up. No matter where you are today, if you can hear me, you are searching. Because you have found what you're looking for. Do not dismiss it. Allow this to open the doors for you, to take you to that place where all things are possible, to give you the instructions of how to accomplish all that there is, to give you the wisdom. We don't live in a world that has new ideas and new thoughts, new anything. It's always has been. You need to wake up. Wake up. Open your eyes. Realize that you are that special star. It is an honor to be in your position. Many doesn't have the choices that you have. You are unique, no other like you. You are just as good as the man or the other person that stands beside you. And equally, I must say, you're not any better than the other one that stands beside you as well. We need for you to wake up, find that path, step on it, live your best self, open that door, walk in, introduce yourself to the best life for the rest of your life until the hourglass runs out. You hold it to yourself. It is your birthright. No one should be telling you what to believe, what not to believe. But I will open that door for you and have you take a look inside, and you will see all the fortunes that you seek, the happy life that you crave, the misery gone, the fear no longer. Your strength increases. Your ability will always broaden. You will open that door and take a look of what it's like to be better, to be more alert than the person that you're currently admiring. You will one day look back and say, I can't believe I was looking up to that, or I was following this, or I was wasting my time believing that. Once you are connected spiritually to to the way it is, to the way it always has been, once you've made that connection, you're home. Welcome to all my longtime listeners. Welcome to the new listeners. I appreciate you being here on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, and thank you for wanting to spend that time listening to Barrington Awaken. Welcome, everybody, from far and wide, from all around the world. Welcome home. Every once in a while, you run into family. And we've been so busy, especially the last couple of years, and we've been so restricted that we don't have much family time as we used to, or we should. And I encourage everybody to get that in as much as you possibly can, simply because you may not like all of them, but they're you. They're parts of you. There's quality that's within you, that's in them, and they make the tree what the tree is, and all the fruits that has grown, and that tree has the same nourishment or DNA, whatever you want to call it. So we're all the same. Extend that tree to the forest, and every tree or everybody that exists on this planet, we're all the same. And extend that family to the entire world and realize that we're connected to each, and we're all just one. We're one family. But let's narrow it down and talk about the family that is closest, and you know, where your siblings live and stuff like that. So that family, every once in a while you run into them, and we sit back and we talk and we laugh and we play games. And of course, from time to time, we definitely dive into reflection of what it used to be many years ago when we were children. And we tell the jokes and we bring out the mistakes or the bad thing that has happened, because now it becomes comical and it's no longer an embarrassment or funny or hurtful. Sorry. You just find it and appreciate it because you've evolved from that time and you grow with your family. The name of our show today is Family, because I want to talk about the importance within the family. The infrastructure that has given you most of what you've got, the walls in which you were raised, be it good or bad, and that is interpretive. Because if you're able to laugh about it today, you may have seen the benefit in something that you might have considered to be bad at some point. It's important to forgive. It is very important to forgive. And within that infrastructure of that family unit that you're a part of, do make an effort to mend the relationship ills. Make an effort for that. As we sit and we talk and reflect on them, we realize that our glass is running out. Your time is coming to an end. We don't know when that is. We don't even know how. What we do know is that we have right now. Make that, patch that, fix that. Embrace the family because you are a part of it. And weirdly enough, you may not be enjoying it, but you did choose to be a part of it. The family didn't invite you in. You chose at the spiritual level to be a part of this. So please try and find the benefit in it and not label everything as negative. You did choose to be here. And that's why you're here. If you're not happy about it, you may be missing the message that's being taught. This is where you choose to be, in that wall of this immediate family. You will sit around now, because we're getting on in age, and we'll look at the children that were us a few years removed and watch them play, listen to their ideas, watch them grow. Here, have to listen to, oh, look at my new mustache. And you laugh because you can relate. And I'm speaking of the male people at this point. You laugh because you can relate. And you watch your children grow up. And they're playing the roles that you played many years ago, only to realize that we've moved on from there. We've taken our fortune. Now we know how to relax and we know how to laugh. And we're not as aggressively trying to climb that hill anymore, trying to attain wealth or power or strength or even the physique by lifting the heavy weights that we used to do when we were kids or younger. we've come to a place of harmony. We've come to a place of realization. We can now see the journey quite clear, especially when it comes to the children's journey towards where we're sitting. Now we're at this age, we're sitting down, we're having our deep discussions, we're having our philosophical conversations, and we're having what we call adult time in a very relaxed moment. This is life. This is how we, at that moment, for however long it's going to last, it's not about the business. It's not about tomorrow's activity. It's not about the whatever your baggage that you're carrying. It is only about now. And I urge you to appreciate and live the now. We've gotten into the conversation of asking, do we honestly believe that we've changed as mankind? Have we changed? Or are we still the same? Of course, one of the comments was, no, we're not the same. We're not cannibals anymore, at least openly, and we're not trying to eat our neighbors anymore. So we've evolved from that. I don't know if I want to say we've gotten smarter, but we've definitely became more tolerant of different groups of people, different way of living a life, different look than we're used to, but we've become more tolerant. Many years ago, we could hear about the war and it wasn't our issue because it was over there. Have we gotten any smarter? But I will say that we've become more tolerant. We're more civilized. We are more spiritually connected. We're now more likely to reach our hands out to shake another man's hand and appreciate him for who he is, as opposed to making a judgment. We are learning that we're all the same. We still have our quirks about that group or this group, but it's okay. It's a change that's happening. And within time, you'll find that maybe the hate or the bigotry or the discrimination or the whatever it is that we felt about another group of people, maybe at some point we will look at it and realize that it is not relevant to life. It is just an extra baggage or load that we've picked up and we're carrying it through life. We have evolved, definitely in technology and medicine and all the important things that makes us who we are. But as it is, as a group of people, we're learning to appreciate everybody as one. Could it be that some point along the way, we will all acknowledge that we're one? We have evolved. We've gotten smarter. We're more tolerant. We're starting to respect the fact that the vigilante laws may not work. And we're submitting ourselves to believing or following something else. We are becoming more spiritually awake. Waking up is happening. We are now way, way, way more tolerant than we used to. Our hearts are in the right place. Other human beings are showing up on this planet that's making the difference. Many years ago, like I said earlier, there was a war. And we would just hear it and let it go by because it was a war. Today, there is a war. Everybody's involved. Because we're all connected at some level. This is why I say we are waking up. Have we got any emails there, sir?
We have just three emails here. The first one is from Dorothy. And she says she's a new listener from Boston, Massachusetts, listening intently. Love it. That's from Dorothy. Thank you, Dorothy. Kim just wrote in just a quick sentence. She says, love the topic today, Barrington. That's from Kim. And lastly, Angela wrote in, Barrington, I love the funny analogies when you explain something. It's hilarious. That's from Angela. And folks, if you want to get on board, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Barrington would love to hear from you. Back to you.
Yes, I would. And thank you. If you want to send us an email and you're not able to, you could contact us directly. We will not address it on the air because we're not exposed to that right now, but you could reach us at awaken1308@gmail.com. I've been online answering all the questions and thanking people for coming to the show. When your email gets there, I will respond to it. This is what I do. So thank you. awaken1308@gmail.com. As well as you could check us out on the web at heamibarringtonawaken.com. You could see all the shows that we've done in the past, and if you wanted to listen to a new one, especially the new listeners, if you want to check out what we're all about, what we're doing, that's where you can find us. You can also go to Barrington Awaken on YouTube, and you will see the videos that we've been putting up. Quite a few of them there. Please go there, press like, and subscribe, because that's important. Stay tuned to all of what we're doing. We're constantly upgrading. We're working on it. We're trying to expand. I'm loving the feedback of people emailing me, and I'm able to connect with them and appreciating them for being a part of the show. Remember, if you're not there, we're not here. We're doing this thing as a team. I appreciate that you've come home. Welcome home. Barrington Awaken, we have a book, Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. I've had a bit of buzz on it on the information there. People are emailing us, appreciating the book. They're obviously buying them and reading it. And I do encourage you to share that information as well. It is out there for you. It teaches you how to wake up and how to live your best self. Awaken Ascension Guide. And you could see it on our webpage, as well as you could check it out at Amazon.ca, and it's there for you to purchase. It's a small fee. You'll love it, and it's something that I know you will keep on the shelf for years to come. Like, I've done books on the shelf for 30 years because they just moved me. I'm not saying all that to be egoic or egocentric. I'm simply saying that the information that's in it, you can relate to it and will always be able to say, oh, I thought that. Yes, you did. Spirituality has not left anybody behind. And the information that gets to me, gets to everybody else, it's still the same from day one. It will never change. All they're trying to do is try to get you to reconnect to the source. Reconnect to the source, and you get your information instinctively, the wisdom, the courage, the strength. Get rid of the BS that doesn't exist, the fear, the malice, the need of power, strength, all these things. They're fictitious, and they, unfortunately, take a great part of our lives. We are trying to tell you to live. Wake up and live. That empire that you're trying to build, that you will not have enough time left to enjoy it to the fullest. And when you've worked for this many years and you're promising yourself at the end of the working days, you're going to enjoy life. Wow. Does that even exist? Yes, you tell yourself that you're not doing that anymore and you're retired and you're feeling good. But you had to have spent many, many, many years to build that, and you will not get many, many, many years to enjoy that. So you'll be passing it on to the next one. Wake up and live. So I'm going to answer the questions, of course, and I just wanted to talk about that for a little bit. So Angela, thank you very much. The analogies, I pull them out of here and there. I need for everybody to be able to relate. We're connected. We're spiritually connected to all that there is. When I throw an analogy out there, I want everybody who can relate to it understand how it's applicable to their lives. And this is why I don't make them up. They just show off. Every once in a while, I have something to say. And as soon as I'm finished saying it, boom, there's that relatable connection that we call analogy. I love using them. And I've had a lot of positive response as to why they're so effective, because they will make you laugh and you're relating to what I'm trying to say. And this is why we're delivering this message to you, for you to come on board and enjoy life as it was meant to be. Thank you very much for that, Angela. And yes, I try to use them. Like I said, I don't pull. I do in my everyday life. I'm having a conversation with someone and they'll say something and right off the bat, I'll say, oh yeah, like that. And yeah, it just falls in. So as I'm on the radio speaking with you from time to time, as soon as I have to say something and I need for you to be able to relate to it instantaneously, this analogy pops up. So everybody wakes up and everybody can relate. And by the way, for everyone who's listening and everybody who's following what we're talking about, and you are able to relate to the analogies, we're all connected, like-minded, like the birds, they all flock together. If you throw this barrel of tennis balls in the river, and you get in your car, the head of the river, you get in your car, and you drive down to the end of the river, wait long enough, they will all show up together. Because we're moving on the same current. We're moving together. We're connected. This is human spirit. This is the possibility of spirituality. Once you've tapped into it, you're connected. And yes, all those tennis balls will float down the river in a bunch and show up at the same time. We're all here listening to this. As many listeners as we have all the way around the world, we have one thing in common. We're spiritually connected, and we're flocking together like birds of the feather, same feather. So, Kim, thank you very much. You're loving the topic today. We do what we can. It's family. We had a, you know, we're coming out of a deep freeze up here in southern Ontario, and we're trying to go out and mingle, and we've had a couple of warm days, but you know, the older, colder days are moving on, and we're starting to get into more of a warm, friendly environment. And we kind of had to, you know, yesterday was my mom's 76th birthday, so we had a chance to go hang out with her all for the day, crack jokes, talk about the olden days and reflect on things, but we laugh and we had a good time doing it. This is why we say, if you have that issue within your family, find it within yourself to correct it, because the time is too short. The malice is not worth it. This juice is not worth the squeeze. So avoid all that as best as you can and spend time with the ones who love you. And if they do, you know you love them because they're part of you. So thank you very much. And that's what the topic is all about today, Kim. And our show is called, today is about family. Dorothy, thank you very much from Boston. Thank you for joining. New listener. I always appreciate the new listeners. I want you guys to be a part of our show. We're moving in a positive direction. It smiles from here on in. And the luggage or the baggage that you've been carrying, please encourage you to leave it at the door. And yeah, when you come back out, you could pick it up and resume. But as you enter into this world of spirituality, where you're connected, you're happy, you're having a great time, everything is fantastic, that bag that you're carrying is no longer necessary. So yeah, leave it by the front door, on the outside. And you may never get back to it. Because you'll realize as you step away from it, it too will disappear. Wake up is what we talk about. So thank you very much for those emails. I appreciate them. Today we're talking about family, and part of the discussion we had definitely was about, are we any better among ourselves? Are we more tolerant than, say, the ancestors of many, many years ago? One of the questions that was popped up right away are, you know, we're not a part of cannibalism anymore. Well, yeah, a lot has changed. We couldn't figure out if cannibalism was a part of how, I believe it wasn't a part of how it was before we got caught up. I personally believe it had to do with survival, and we're at a point where we needed to eat. And unfortunately, we're built that way. We will do what we have to do to survive when it comes down to it. So part of the question was cannibalism there? Did we just choose to do that? Regardless of how it got into our existence, of course, in recent years, we have to appreciate the fact that it's not as prevalent. I don't think it's as prevalent as it was back then. Thank goodness. Because, you know, we have the grocery stores now. Anyway, along the line. So we're talking about the spiritual, how we've evolved, I'm realizing that when we were kids growing up, Sunday church was it. You had no way around it. Is it still the same? What has changed? The old ideas of how the rules of existence was laid out seem to, doesn't have the pull, the hold, the grip. This is just my opinion, as it did. It seems as if the only reason the volume of people are increasing that believes this is because the population is increasing every day. Today, it's 7.6 billion people. So if you naturally had 10% of the believers when we were 5 billion, naturally, by the volume itself, by the growth of people itself, they will seem as if there are more people that is following this path, this guidance, these teachings. But does that mean that the ideology of it expands? Does the idea of preserving yourself in this life and be good, and then you will get the rewards after, is that as big today in our existence? Our children, are they buying into that? And if they're not, good for them. That's my opinion. Because the idea of someone telling me that if you follow this guideline, you will live well and you will die and you will exit this body and then you'll get a new body and you'll go into another place of greatness. Well, let me assure you that you are in the place of greatness. While you're here, while you're listening to me, you are in that place of greatness. Please don't preserve that or ignore that, waiting for another one to come. I would have some swampland to sell you if you want to take your entire life to not live. Life, as we know it, is for the living. Why would someone tell you, no, well, don't do it right now. Just wait until after this one, then live. But after this one, I've already had that. And that's why I'm here. I've already lived in the spiritual world. I know that because we are spiritual people. We're spiritual beings. We've been there before and we're here now. If it was so fantastic, why do you suppose we're here? We've come for this experience. This experience is now. It is not to wait till you've retired to enjoy, not to wait till you get what you think is going to make you happy, not to wait till you've died to experience happiness. It is to do all of that now. Now is the time. Take a good look at your hourglass. It's coming to an end. I'm not wishing that on anybody. I'm simply saying that the sand doesn't stop flowing through the hourglass until it runs out. That's your time as human beings. Do not preserve any of it, thinking later on you'll do the happy dance. Can't do that when your feet don't work, or you don't have the strength or the energy. The happy dance is to be done right now, as you realize there's such a thing as a happy dance. Do not wait to the end to try to enjoy that. Our spiritual existence, they bring us through phases of life. Human beings, from day one, you didn't know how to walk, talk, or pee by yourself. And as you journey through life, unfortunately, you may go back to the same thing. And it's in a circle that we're part of. And when you've gotten yourself out of diapers, and before you get back into diapers, if that should happen, there's a middle. It's called the wisdom. It's called life. It's called the experience. And this is where you should live. Preserving something for later is pointless. I say wake up. I say wake up and wake up now. Your greatness is in your hands. You've got the keys, the ignition's running, you've got this steering wheel in your thing, and your foot's on the gas, and all you got to do is just accelerate. That's all you got to do. Just press down. And there you go. Which direction? Study. What makes you happy? Learn new things. Enjoy the now. To put it all aside thinking that tomorrow is going to be a better day to enjoy it, that is gambling. Because tomorrow may never come, and it hasn't for a lot of people. Wake up is what we talk about. We are all about the one great family. One great family. Everybody has come here by the same method and will live and experience their life, whatever it is that you choose to do. Or if you find your purpose and you're fortunate enough to live the purpose, at the end of the day, we leave the very same way. So if we're coming in the same way, we're leaving the same way, you get a chance to enjoy the middle of it, fulfill the purpose, learn yourself, know who you are, be kind to others. That is the meat on that sandwich for the burger, is to enjoy yourself. That's the nucleus, if you want to call it that, is to enjoy yourself. It is not to build an empire for somebody else to come and inherit. It is not for you to sacrifice your life, your existence, your happiness, your freedom to accumulate something that somebody else is going to come and enjoy. The idea behind it is because you were chosen, maybe as parent, is to provide proper nesting for those children for the minute that they're with you. And it is only a minute. Before you can blink an eye, their time has passed. You will have to accept the fact that, and I said this previously, I said this in the other shows, they don't come from you. They come through you. Your job is just to set them up. You be the bow and let them be the arrow. Point it in the direction which they chooses, and then you let it go. Now you have your time to live your life. You've done that part. And the reason you're doing that is simply because you're paying it forward. Somebody did it for you. Somebody had to have done it for you. So you're paying that forward. And we prepare them, we get them ready, and they fly off in any direction that they choose. And they would have known that before they showed up here. They're not from you, they're just through you. Like the exchange student coming to stay with you while they're studying. Look at it that way. You know, once the study is over, where the schooling is over, they are going to resume the life they had before you were involved. Yes, that exchange student is only coming to hang out with you for a few years, maybe, or a few months, I don't know how long it is, and you're not influencing them whatsoever. They follow the rules of the house simply because they're on your turf. But inevitably, they gather the information that they want and they flock off. That's flock, as in fly. They're not yours to keep or hold on to or to influence or to convince to stay. They're just visiting, much like your last vacation. You just went to visit. When it was over, you came home. Spirituality gets you to where you want to go. It's the vehicle. We encourage you to get on board and join. And the idea is for you to appreciate all of life today. All of life. Hug the ones that you can, tell them you love them, take care, go good care of those children, but be prepared that one day they're going to choose a path that probably has nothing to do with you. At that moment, you stand up real proud, pat yourself on the back and say, I did it. I did my job. I did the part that I was supposed to do. I did the part that they agreed to do. Now it's over with. I'm not saying lock the door once they've moved out. That's just cold and cruel, and you shouldn't, or don't admit to it anyway. But the point being, they are on their own. Are we supposed to create a mansion for them? Are we supposed to build an empire for them? Are we supposed to give them everything that we think they will need? Or just provide them with a blanket and says, good luck? Because if our job was to prepare for them, tomorrow, maybe they would belong to us. I'm not saying this because I'm angry about the kids. I love them. They're great. I'm simply saying, if they don't belong to us, are we still supposed to create a mansion for them? To create happily ever after for them? Because we have no idea what that means. Not only that, we have no idea what purpose they fill while they're here. So it begs that question. Are we supposed to create this mansion, this happily ever after? Pick their education, pick their partners, pick their country, their religion, or language. Are we supposed to be doing all of that? Because we do pick the religion for them. Yes, we have picked the language for them. And you know, probably where they live until they're 18 at least, and stuff like that. But are we supposed, I'm not saying kick your five-year-old out, because that's a totally different show. We're saying, are you supposed to hold on or try to hold on or build an empire to set them up for what they want to be? What we think they want to be. How many times have we chosen their education path, their career path, their choices in mates or partners? Are we supposed to do that? Or are we just supposed to feed them, pay the hydro bill, take care of everything, and eventually they will tell you what they want to do. And they will do it. They don't come from us. They simply just journey through us. And they're passing to go on to something else. Like that exchange student you may have had in your house. We've had a couple. They're not here for us to change their life. We're just giving them a port in the storm, and we just hope that it doesn't become a long port. They use it for what it is and move on to their lives. Wake up. Wake up, everybody. This is where you live. This is where you experience life. This is where you should be spending the majority of your time. Tap into your spirituality. Learn who you are. Your strength is within you. You need to know that. All the abilities that you hope to accomplish in life is within you. You need to know that. If you're not happy, it's on you. You need to know that. If you're not making the money or have the body size or the attitude or the personality, whatever it is that you're feeling insecure about, it's on you. And a simple switch that's within you will change everything. Your glass is always half full. Always. Your glass could never be half empty, because now you're being negative. And our existence, our spiritual world, it's to be positive. We're forever changing. We're forever growing. And we should forever be learning something. You don't allow the brain to become stalled. You should be learning something all the time, something new about you. Learn an instrument, learn a language, and only do that if you have someone to practice it with, because you'd eventually end up losing it. It becomes redundant. I'm just saying that because that's personal experience. Challenge yourself to learn something. Challenge yourself to grow. When you're constantly feeding the brain new information, you will stay more current with everything. There's no moment for it to become sluggish. Yes, we finished school, university, college in our mid-20s, maybe there. And then what else did we learn from then on, other than just waiting to die? We all die somewhere around 21, 22. We just wait till 65 to get buried or somewhere there, because we've stopped ourselves from living. Just wake up. Wake up. Create something new. Start a new fire. The other one is kind of burnt out. There's a book out there called Who's Moved My Cheese? And it's a very small book, and I read it a couple years ago, and it makes you laugh. You're going to read it on the weekend, or you're going to read it in one day, depending on who you are. It's a very small book. Who Moved My Cheese? And it's just basically, well, check it out. Check it out. It's probably online. Who moved my cheese? Have we got anything else?
We have a couple emails here. Ernie said, thank you for the tips and tricks of life. That's from Ernie. Tim said, besides our health, the number two thing in life is family, most important. That's Tim. And Mitch wants to know, who gives us the greatness? You talk about greatness in all of us, but someone has to give us that. It's not us alone, correct? That's from Mitch. And back to you.
Okay. I'm going to do Mitch first, because who gives us the greatness? When you say who, I think you're saying there's somebody standing out there with a gift basket, and as you journey past them, they hand it to you, or a culture, or a group, or a bank of some sort that's going to hand something out to you. Mitch, you are the gift. We are the gift. We are the prize. It's not the stuff that we've collected. The stuff that we've collected is just stuff. And think about it long and hard. You have to leave it here. It is just stuff. You can't take it with you. Have you ever seen a U-Haul going in along with a funeral organization? No, that stuff has stayed back. It's just stuff, which brings me to you being the prize. We are the prize. Your existence is the prize. Your life is the prize. You are the shiny star. And you shine brighter, as bright as all the other ones. We are the prize. Nobody handed us it. The greatness. You are the greatness. It has always existed and it has always been you. And I mean you as in everybody who's hearing me. You are the prize. You need to act accordingly. You are the prize. Not egocentrically or arrogantly, or, you know, walk around beating your chest and swing from a vine and call yourself Tarzan. Not that. You are the prize. Meaning the life that exists and the greatness that you seek. And the what was the word you used? The goodness or the greatness. It's you. You are the prize. Be consciously aware of you being the prize and act accordingly. And accomplishing all things is quite possible, is possible, but you have to know where to find it. And what I say, and I say it all the time, it's within you. That toolbox is within you. You are the prize. Shine it up, clean it off, hold your head up, you know, go work out, do something. You are the prize. You have to know that. You are the prize. It's not the driveway jewelry or the cars that we call that, or the fancy house, or the amount of monies that you've got in the bank, or investments, or the bling that you may walk around with. That's just a disguise. You are the prize. And for those who has it and wants to flaunt it, they're lacking the understanding of themselves being the prize. When you're within yourself and you're comfortable with who you are, you won't find the need to try to tell people you're happy. No, you won't. Or that you're educated. Or that you're rich. But when you're healthy and you walk around and you're living this fantastic life, it's the least amount of showboating that you want to do, because you're happy and you will pass this happiness on to somebody who recognizes it, and you'll tell them how to become that. But if you do it all that you're trying to do to impress others or to let others see you bigger than you truly are, yeah, no, that's not you being happy. That's you pretending and trying to convince others, rope them in. That's what that is. When you stop doing that, now you start approaching the hill of happiness. Hill, up, going up. This is what I say. It's very important. And Mitch, nobody had to hand us greatness. We're all a part of this universe. We're all a part of this existence. It is great And if you are part of greatness, this makes you great. If you believe your Father, or your Heavenly Father, if you want to call it that, is the wisest, smartest, biggest, strongest thing on the earth, that's you. You are the prize. Greatness didn't have to be handed out. It just existed. And the fortunate part of us coming here to experience it, we line up to come here to experience it. And it is an honor to have this ability to experience it, no matter what you're wearing or what your body is. It's the self that acknowledges the existence of a spiritual world being intertwined with the physical realm of the body is the greatness. It is the greatness. Nobody handed it to us, sir. It was always there. Tim, thank you very much. Yeah, family is very important. I appreciate the fact that you say that, because it is. It's the infrastructure, and it's the part that guides you and keeps you going. And yours might have been, you know, the family that did horrible things. But, you know, think of all the people that you're educating doing that. Or your family might have been the one that did amazing things and help out the neighborhood. I tell the story of my family for as far back as I can remember. And in our community, we were that family that fed everybody and took care of them and gave them a lot of food when they needed it, and jobs when they needed it. That was the family I was raised in. But living, moving from that place to here, we realize the condition stays within. We are still the same, willing to help everybody as best as we can. Your family infrastructure is what's going to make you who you are. And when you're not feeling it, get in that group and you will become alive again, providing you've mended the bad things that existed there. So that's it. Family is very important. Yes, this is why I touched on it. And Ernie, you're saying thank you very much for the tips and the thing about life. This exists everywhere, my friend. I just want everybody to appreciate the fact that they could just open a door and change life forever, where there's no happiness, there's no sadness, no sorrows, no heartaches, no pain. And for you to acknowledge that if you're feeling any of those things today as you're listening to me, it's because you've ordered them in. Cancel the spirits, cancel it. Ship it back to sender. Tell them that you're not interested no more. Return to sender is what I should have said. Take happiness as it is, because it is the path that guides us to everything. Thank you. And it's not a tip. It is me just showing you that all of life does exist within you. You just have to know how to go into that, bring it out, and appreciate it. You're listening to Barrington, Barrington Awaken. We talk about spirituality. Today I wanted to talk about family, and I did. And I got into talking about just wanting you to appreciate the fact that you have life. And if there's something wrong and you want it fixed, you have the ability to fix it. If it's not going your way, you have the ability to make a U-turn. If you've made mistakes and you think the mistakes has restricted you, you did not. There's a lesson there for you to learn, figure out how to move on, get on out of there. Turn the other cheek is very important. And I'm not saying if somebody slaps you on the face, you give them the, on the right side, you give them the left side. I'm simply letting you know that when you decide to carry animosity and revenge and greed and all these things with you, you are restricting yourself from flying. Let it free. Let it go. Live and be happy and be content. There's something out there that's going to introduce you to another way of living your life. I am not saying that you're not doing it now. I'm simply saying that if you're hearing me, you're searching. If you're searching, you're on the right path. You are definitely home. Explore all that exists here. I say, welcome home. This is where you live. Everything that's in here, you're familiar with it. You may have forgotten about it, which is what happens in life. But every step, every word, every flavor, everything that you've experienced in life until now has been recorded by you. And it's a part of you. And so has your ancestors. It's all a part of you. If you could remember a better time, you are telling yourself not to go back to it, but to create it again. We cannot step in that same river twice. It changes forever. My son said something remarkable the other day, which he does from time to time. He goes, are you saying that all the snowflakes that fall, they're different from each other? I said, yeah. Older, you know, bigger, smaller, different shape. Yeah, they're definitely different. But they're all the same together. They make a snowball so you could throw it at somebody. They make something that works collectively together. Sometimes it's annoying because it's on the road when you're trying to get to work. But the point being, we're the same as human beings. Even though we're separate, we're still all the same. We're still together. Collectively, we could be something phenomenal. But we have our own purpose. We may have come to work as a team to do something. Or you may have come just for the observation. You may have come because you have a purpose or a message to deliver. But you're here. And you came by yourself. And you meet up with your friends when you're here. Like you're taking a tropical vacation. You name the resort and said, okay, I'll see you there in a week or 2 weeks. And there you go. But you end up in the same place. And for the same reason. Wake up and know that is your reality. Wake up and know that is your potential. Spirituality is not the religion. It is not a cult. It is not designed to take advantage. It is not designed, I need to say that again, it is not designed to take advantage of another. It exists, much like our greatness, to put us in a place that we're supposed to be in. It connects us instinctively. It is the path. And the reason I'm saying for you to find it and get back onto it is simply because we were led away from it. We were misled. But that's okay. Now you know. The path is there. And this is the way it was intended. The information has not changed, though the world has changed. The ideology of being a spiritual being remains the same. You are a spiritual being. Yeah, now we could use iPhone 10s, and back then it was a hoe and a shovel, but hey, you know what? It's still the same hand doing the same work. The spiritual existence is what we need to find ourselves to be a part of. Don't spend your time trying to collect stuff. Understand that we were told and we were led down that path. We should gather all that we can and wait for a rainy day. But that rainy day may never come because we will leave before we have to worry about all that in some cases. And we are running scared all of our lives trying to create something to secure us when we get old. At what point do we have fun? At what point do we live? Till you're 5 and then you start going to a training facility until you're 25? Wake up. Open your eyes. Learn to meditate. Do some yoga. Do something that's going to keep you active. Move the body around as much as you can. Not abusively. Just be ginger with it, as of, you know, depending on how old it is. But make sure whatever you do, you don't spend your life collecting stuff. Because I assure you, you are going to give it back. Enjoy the week. Thank you very much for being a part of Barrington Awaken. And until we speak, the light in me sees and honors the light within you. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101.